Chapter 55. The One Left Behind. A loud boom shook the hallways, making the entire structure rumble. Matt stumbled, leaning against the wall for support as smoke and chips of rocks sprayed out of the opening behind them. He ducked his head around and looked down the hallway as Tom and Noel ran onward, Tom clutching Moraine. Noel had tossed his torch aside and gotten out a drum to try to soothe the ale fin. That had not worked, and so Matt had turned to the exploding cylinders and night flowers. Light, but the cylinders were deadly. He saw corpses of Aelfin lying scattered through the hallway, their glistening skin ripped and torn, evil-looking smoke steaming from their blood. Others slid out of doorways and alcoves, pushing through the smoke. They walked on two legs, but they seemed to slither as they walked, waving back and forth through the hallway, their hissing growing angrier and angrier. Heart pounding, Matt charged after Tom and Noel.
"They still following?"
Noel called.
"What do you think?"
Matt said, catching up to the other two.
"Like, but the snakes are fast."
Matt and the other two burst into another room, identical to all of the others. Bigly off-scale square walls, steam rising from the corners, black triangle pattern floor tiles. There was no triangular archway at the center to get them out.
"Blood and bloody ashes."
Matt glanced at the three ways out, holding his Ashandarai in sweaty hands. They could not do the same trick as before, bouncing back and forth between the same two rooms, not with the Aelfin behind them. He needed to invoke his luck. He prepared to spin and—
"We have to keep moving,"
Noel yelled. He had stopped by the doorway, dancing from one toe to the next in anxiety.
"Matt, if those snakes catch us—"
Noel yelled. Matt could hear them behind, hissing, like the rush of a river. He picked a direction and ran.
"Throw another cylinder,"
Tom said.
"That was the last one,"
Matt said.
"And we've only got three night flowers."
His pack was feeling light.
"Music doesn't work on them,"
Noel said, throwing aside his drum.
"They're too angry."
Matt cursed and lit a night flower with a striker, then tossed it over his shoulder. The three of them barreled into another room, then continued on directly through the doorway on the other side.
"I don't know what way to go, lad,"
Tom said. He sounded so winded.
"We're lost."
"I've been picking directions at random," Matt said.
"Only you can't go backward,"
Tom said.
"That's probably the direction the luck wants us to go."
The nightflower boomed, the explosion echoing through the corridors. It was not nearly as great as that of the cylinders. Matt risked a glance over his shoulder, seeing smoke and sparks fly through the tunnel. The fire slowed the Aelfin, but soon the more daring members of the band slithered through the smoke.
"Maybe we can negotiate,"
Tom panted.
"They look too angry,"
Noel said.
"Matt,"
Tom said,
"you mentioned that they knew about your eye. They answered a question about it."
"They told me I'd bloody give up half the light of the world,"
Matt said, skull still throbbing.
"I didn't want to know, but they told me anyway."
"What else did they say?"
Tom asked.
"Anything that can be a clue? How did you get out last time?"
"They threw me out,"
Matt said. He and the others burst into another room, no archway, then dashed out the left-hand exit. What Tom had said before was correct. They probably needed to double back. But they could not. Not with that nest of vipers following so closely.
"They threw me out of the archway in the Aelfin realm,"
Matt said, feeling winded.
"It leads to the basement of the Stone of Tyr."
"Then maybe we can find that,"
Tom said.
"Your luck, Matt. Have it take us to the Aelfin realm."
It might work.
"All right,"
he said, closing his eye and spinning about. Matt pointed in a direction and opened his eye. He was pointing directly toward the gang of Aelfin, weaving up the corridor toward them.
"Bloody ashes,"
Matt cursed, turning and running away from them, picking another direction at random. Tom joined him, but was looking very wearied. Matt could take Moraine from him for a while, but Tom would be so tired he would not be able to fight. The Aelfin were going to run them ragged, as they had Birgitta centuries ago. In the next room, Tom stumbled to a halt, drooping, though he still held Moraine. Like all of the chambers, this one had four ways out, but the only one that mattered was the one directly toward the ale fin, the one they couldn't take.
"There's no winning this game," Tom said, panting. "Even if we cheat, there's no winning."
"Tom," Matt said urgently. He handed Tom his Ashendari, then picked up Moraine. She was so light. A good thing, too, otherwise Tom would never have lasted as long as he had. Noel glanced at them, then down the corridor. The Elfin would be on them in moments. Noel met Matt's eye.
"Give me your pack. I need those night flowers."
"But..."
"No arguing,"
Noel said. He dashed over and snagged one of the night flowers. It had a very short fuse. He lit it and tossed it into the corridor. The Elfin were close enough that Matt could hear them scream and hiss as they saw the firework. The boom came, sparks spurting out of the corridor and lighting the dark room. Where sparks came close to one of the rising columns of steam, that steam shied back, dancing away from the flames. The air smelled strongly of smoke and sulfur. Lyta's socket was throbbing again.
"Now, Matt,"
Noel said, Matt's ears still ringing from the blast.
"Give me the pack."
"What are you doing?" Matt said warily, as Noel took the pack, then fished out the last night flower.
"You can see it, Matt,"
Noel said.
"We need more time. You have to get far enough ahead of those vipers that you can double back a few times. Let your luck work you out of this."
Noel nodded to one of the corridors.
"These corridors are narrow. Good choke points. A man could stand there and only have to fight one or two at a time. He'd last maybe a few minutes."
"Noel,"
Tom said, wheezing, standing with his hands on his knees, near Matt's Ashendari leaning against the wall.
"You can't do this."
"Yes, I can,"
Noel said. He stepped up to the corridor beyond which the Elfin gathered.
"Tom, you're in no shape to fight. Matt, you're the one whose luck can find the way out. Neither of you can stay, but I can."
"There'll be no coming back for you," Matt said grimly. "As soon as we double back, this flaming place will take us somewhere else."
Noel met his eye, that weathered face determined.
"I know. A price, Matt. We knew this place would demand a price. Well, I've seen a lot of things, done a lot of things. I've been used, Matt, one too many times. This is as good a place as any to meet the end."
Matt stood up, lifting Moraine, then nodded in respect to Noel.
"Come on, Tom."
"But..."
"Come on,"
Matt barked, dashing to one of the other doorways. Tom hesitated, then cursed and joined him, carrying Matt's torch in one hand and his Ashendari in the other. Noel stepped into the corridor behind, hefting his short sword. Shapes moved in the smoke beyond him.
"Matt,"
Noel called, glancing over his shoulder. Matt waved Tom on, but hesitated, looking back.
"If you ever meet a Malkieri,"
Noel said,
"you tell him Jane Farstrider died clean."
"I will, Jane," Matt said.
"Thank you."
Noel turned back to face the Elfin, and Matt left him. There was another boom as a nightflower went off. Then Matt heard Noel's voice echo down the corridor as he screamed a battle cry. It was not in any tongue Matt had ever heard. He and Tom entered another chamber. Tom was weeping, but Matt held his tears. Noel would die with honor. Once, Matt would have thought that kind of thinking foolish. What good was honor if you were dead? But he had too many memories of soldiers, had spent too much time with men who fought and bled for that honor, to discredit such notions now. He closed his eye and spun, Moraine's weight almost unbalancing him. He picked a direction and found himself pointing back the way they had come. He charged down the corridor, Tom following. When they reached the end of the corridor, it did not open into the room where they had left Noel. This room was round, and was filled with yellow columns made in the shape of enormous vines twisting around one another with an open cylinder of space at the center. Coiled lampstands held globes of white that gave the room a soft light, and the floor was tiled in the pattern of white and yellow strips, spiraling out from the center. It smelled pungently of dry snakeskin. Matram Kothan, you're no hero, he thought, glancing over his shoulder. That man you left behind, he's the hero. Light illumine you, Noel.
Now what?
Tom asked. He seemed to have recovered some of his strength, so Matt handed back Moraine and took his spear. There were only two doorways in this room, the one behind and one directly across the chamber. But Matt spun with his eye closed anyway. The luck pointed them to the doorway opposite the one they had entered. They took it. The windows in this hallway looked out at the jungle, and they were now down in the thick of it. Matt occasionally spotted those three spires, the place where they had been moments ago, the place where Noel bled.
This is where you got your answers, isn't it? Tom asked.
Matt nodded.
You think I could get some of those myself?
Tom asked.
Three questions? Any answers you like?
You don't want them, Matt said, tugging down the brim of his hat. Trust me, you don't. They aren't answers, they're threats. Promises.
We...
Tom stopped beside him. In Tom's arms, Moraine was beginning to stir. She let out a soft groan, eyes still closed. But that was not what made Matt freeze. He could see another circular yellow room up ahead. Sitting in the middle of that room was a red stone doorway. Or what was left of it. Matt cursed, running forward. The floor was strewn with chunks of red rock rubble. Matt groaned, dropping his spear and taking a few of the chunks, holding them up. The doorway had been shattered by something, a blow of awesome force. Near the entrance to the room, Tom sank down, holding the stirring Moraine. He looked exhausted. Neither of them had a pack anymore. Matt had given his to Noel, and Tom had left his behind. And this room was a dead end, with no other doorways.
Burn this place!
Matt shouted, ripping off his hat, staring up into the expansive, endless darkness above.
Burn you all, snakes and foxes! Dark One, take the lot of you! You have my eye, you have Noel. That's enough of a price for you. That's too much of a price. Isn't the life of Jane Bloody Farstrider enough to appease you, you monsters?
His words rang and vanished, with no reply. The old gleeman squeezed his eyes shut, holding Moraine. He looked beaten, ground down to nothing. His hands were red and blistered from pulling her free, his coat sleeves burned. Matt looked about, desperate. He tried spinning about with eye closed, pointing. When he opened his eye, he was pointing at the center of the room, the broken doorway. It was then that he felt hope start to die inside of him.
It was a good try, lad, Tom said. We did well. Better than we should have expected.
I won't give up,
Matt said, trying to defy the crushing sense inside of him.
We'll retrace our steps. Find a way back to the place between the Aelfin and Aelfin. The bargain said they had to leave that portal open. We'll take it and get out of here, Tom. I'll be burned if I'm going to die in here. You still owe me a couple of mugs.
Tom opened his eyes and smiled, but did not stand up. He shook his head, those drooping mustaches wagging, and looked down at Moraine. Her eyes fluttered open.
Tom, she whispered, smiling. I thought I heard your voice.
Light, but her voice took Matt back. To other times. Ages ago. She glanced at him.
And Matt. Dear Matram, I knew you would come for me, both of you. I wish you hadn't, but I knew you would.
Rest, Moraine, Tom said softly. We'll be out of here in two strums of a harp.
Matt looked at her, lying there, helpless.
Burn me, I'm not going to let it end like this.
They're coming, lad, Tom said. I can hear them.
Matt turned to look through the opening. He could see what Tom had heard. The Aelfin crept through the corridor, sinuous and deadly. They smiled, and he could see fang-like incisors at the front of those smiles. They could have been human, save for those fangs. And those eyes. Those unnatural, slitted eyes. They moved sleekly, terrible, eager. "No," Matt whispered. "There has to be a way." "Think," he told himself. "Matt, you fool. There has to be a way out." "How did you escape the last time?" Noel had asked. That was no help. Tom, looking desperate, unhooked his harp from his back. He began to play it. Matt recognized the tune, Sweet Whispers of Tomorrow. A mournful sound, played for the fallen dead. It was beautiful. Remarkably, the music did seem to soothe the Alefin. They slowed, the ones at the front beginning to sway to the beat of the melody as they walked. They knew. Tom played for his own funeral. "I don't know how I got out last time," Matt whispered. "I was unconscious. I woke up being hanged. Rand cut me down." He raised a hand to his scar. His original Alefin answers revealed nothing. He knew about the Daughter of the Nine Moons. He knew about giving up half the light of the world. He knew about Rudion. It all made sense. No holes, no questions. Except, what did the Alefin give you? "If I had my way," Matt whispered, staring at the oncoming Alefin, "I would want those holes filled." The Alefin slithered forward, wearing those cloths of yellow wrapping their bodies. Tom's music spun in the air, echoing. The creatures approached with steady, slow steps. They knew they had their prey now. The two Alefin at the front carried swords of gleaming bronze, dripping red. "Poor Noel," Tom began to sing.
"Oh, how long were the days of a man when he strode upon a broken land." Matt listened, memories blossoming in his mind. Tom's voice carried him to days long ago. Days in his own memories, days of the memories of others. Days when he had died, days when he had lived. Days when he had fought, and when he had won. "I want those holes filled," Matt whispered to himself. "That's what I said. The Alefin obliged, giving me memories that were not my own." Moraine's eyes had closed again, but she smiled as she listened to Tom's music. Matt had thought Tom was playing for the Alefin, but now he wondered if he was playing for Moraine, a last melancholy song for a failed rescue. "He sailed as far as a man could steer," Tom sang, voice sonorous, beautiful. "And he never wished to lose his fear."
"I want those holes filled," Matt repeated. "So they gave me memories. That was my first boon."
"For the fear of man is a thing untold. It keeps him safe, and it proves him bold."
"I asked something else, not knowing it," Matt said. "I said I wanted to be free of Aes Sedai and the power. They gave me the medallion for that. Another gift."
"Don't let fear make you cease to strive. For that fear, it proves you remain alive."
And I asked for one more thing. I said I wanted to be away from them and back to Rhoideon. The Alefin gave me everything I asked for. The memories to fill my holes, the medallion to keep me free from the power. And what? They sent him back to Rhoideon to hang, but hanging was a price, not an answer to his demands.
"I will walk this broken road," Tom sang, voice growing louder, "and I will carry a heavy load."
"They did give me something else," Matt whispered, looking down at the Ashandarai in his hands as the Alefin began to hiss more loudly. "Thus is our treaty written. This is agreement made." It was carved on the weapon. The blade had two ravens, the shaft inscribed with words in the old tongue. "Thought is the arrow of time. Memory never fades. Why had they given it to him? He had never questioned it, but he had not asked for a weapon. What was asked is given. The price is paid. No, I didn't ask for a weapon. I asked for a way out. And they gave me this.
So come at me with your awful lies,
Tom bellowed the final line of the song.
I'm a man of truth, and I'll meet your eyes.
Matt spun the Ashendara and thrust it into the wall. The point sank into the knot stone. Lights sprayed out around it, spilling free like blood gushing from a split vein. Matt screamed, ramming it in farther. Powerful waves of light erupted from the wall. He drew the Ashendari down at an angle, making a slit. He pulled the weapon up the other side, cutting out a large inverse triangle of light. The light seemed to thrum as it washed across him. The Aelfin had reached the doorway by Tom, but they hissed, shying back from the powerful radiance. Matt finished by drawing a wavy line down the middle of the triangle. He could barely see, the light was so bright. The section of wall in front of him fell away, revealing a glowing white passage that seemed to be cut out of steel.
Well, I'll...
Tom whispered, standing up. The Aelfin screamed with high-pitched anger. They entered the room, arms raised to shield their eyes, wicked swords gripped in opposing hands.
Get her out!
Matt bellowed, spinning to face the creatures. He lifted the Ashendari, using the butt end to smash the face of the first Aelfin.
Go!
Tom grabbed Moraine, then spared a glance at Matt.
Go!
Matt repeated, smashing the arm of another Aelfin. Tom leaped into the doorway and vanished. Matt smiled, spinning among the Aelfin with his Ashendari, laying into legs, arms, heads. There were a lot of them, but they seemed dazed by the light, frenzied to get to him. As he tripped the first few, the others stumbled. The creatures became a squirming mass of sinuous arms and legs, hissing and spitting in anger, several of those in back trying to crawl over the pile to reach him. Matt stepped back and tipped his hat to the creatures.
Looks like the game can be won after all, he said. Tell the foxes I'm mighty pleased with this key they gave me. Also, you can all go rot in a flaming pit of fire and ashes, you unwashed lumps of a pig's backside. Have a grand bloody day.
He held his hat and leaped through the opening. All flashed white.